Joe Cocker, the gritty-voiced British-born singer, has died at the age of 70 after a battle with lung cancer. The blues and rock singer had a 40-year career and was famous for his hits You Are So Beautiful, Up Where We Belong and the Beatles cover, with a little help from my friends. He also took to the Woodstock stage in New York in 1969 for a legendary performance. Joe Cocker toured Australia a number of times, including the infamous tour of 1972. Promoter Brian De Courcy was a young man. Working with promoter Harry M. Miller during that 1972 tour of Australia, and he joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
72 was the year Cocker emerged from that long period of hard drinking and heroin addiction to tour again. He showed a lot of character to achieve that recovery. So what kind of man did you encounter in 1972?
Well, I found him to be very quiet, but very solid in the way he talked and spoke and thought of life. And all he lived for was to sing. I mean, he just loved to sing. He'd walk around all day humming and singing, and he just loved being on stage. And of course, that showed his performance too. You know, it was nothing for Joe to do 2.5 to 2¾ hours when he was supposed to do an hour set.
So great value. A quiet man, but really transformed on stage. What were those stage performances like?
Well, he was moved like a spastic, and he went from one foot to the other, and his shoulders were hunched, and his fists were clenched, and he just drove it like that. And he, very much like, but not as elastic on stage as Eric Burdon, who came from the same era, and these guys just live for their music. The rest of the day is okay, but once they hit the stage, they went for it. And Joe was like that. He gave his all for his audience.
And very much sort of like an early version of Peter Garrett with those jerky movements on stage. The voice described in a Guardian obituary this morning as intense and raucous, but they also gave a wonderful description of his Woodstock performance in 69.
Oh, yes.
Unearthly screams, hideous grimaces and apparently uncontrollable body gyrations. Did he still have that in 72 after those hard years in between?
He did, actually. And when he spoke to you off stage, Alan, he would grimace sometimes. He wanted to get the point across. And when you look at that Woodstock film, which is 3.5 hours long, it was Cocker and Hendrix that took over the whole weekend. And those short snippets in that documentary really showed how great he was. And on the other hand, how great Hendrix was.
Mm.
And both self-destructed.
Yeah. Joe self-destructing in the years after Woodstock?
Well, I believe he did for a while, then he gave it all up and he got married and he really settled down and he lived the greater part of his life up until he died in the United States.
And he had very, very much success in the 1980s after he came out of that period. What songs give you the greatest thrill to hear?
Well, I think when he did With a Little Help from My Friends was just the tearjerker. I mean, McCartney and Lennon couldn't have asked for anyone better to sing that song. I mean, he was just so great. It was like Hendrix. All you wanted to do was hear and see him sing Hey Joe or the Beatles' Help. You know, there's always one song in a repertoire that stands out and everything else becomes secondary.
And that 1970 tour of Australia was pretty notorious. What are your clearest memories of it?
Oh, well, it was just frantic. I mean, I don't know what drove the press to just jump on him, but they just did. I mean, it started in Adelaide. We're all in Adelaide, dead to the world in the morning. At 5 o'clock, the police came through the bedroom door and the bedroom window, arrested everyone, and we didn't know what was going on. Someone on the staff had said there'd been an all-night dope session, which wasn't. And they found a smidgen of, marijuana and that in Joe's bedroom, and that's when it just got out of hand. It just became chaos. By the time he got to Melbourne, it was just unbelievable.
And there was a story that went around for years that he was chucked out of the country. Was that true?
No, he wasn't. He finished the tour. He wasn't thrown out at all. He did go to court in Melbourne, where he was found not guilty of anything at all. No, he wasn't thrown out of the country at all.
So a promoter...
I mean, they wanted to extend the tour, but the commitments that he had at that stage, the tour couldn't be added on to, because in those days, he was at the absolute height and peak of his career. You know, and to come to Australia at that time in your career was a hard move, especially in those days, flying such a long way away from America into Australia, or London into Australia, was, you know, one
was a big deal.
2-day effort.
So both a promoter's nightmare and a promoter's dream. Thanks very much for sharing your memories of 1972 with us.
Thank you very, very much for asking me.
Brian DeCourcy, one of the publicists for the Joe Cocker Tour of Australia back in the early 70s. Let's hear now from the man himself. This track released in 1987, Unchain My Heart, Joe Cocker, who has died at the age of 70.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, cause you don't love me no more. Every time I call you on the phone, some valley tells me that you're not at home. Unchain my heart, set me free. Unchain my heart.
Wonderful, intense, raucous voice, the late Joe Cocker.